Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Monday, March 25, 2024. Transport terminals across the Philippines bracing for the annual Holy Week exodus. As of Sunday, over 100,000 passengers have flocked to the Paranaque Integrated Terminal Exchange. Authorities at the terminal say the expected peak in traveler volume will be on Holy Wednesday and the morning of Monday, Thursday. It expects more than 1.7 million travelers to pass through the terminal throughout the week. Bad news for Holy Week travelers, a big-time fuel price hike has been set for Tuesday. Gasoline prices will increase by 2 pesos and 20 centavos per liter, while diesel prices will go up by 1 peso and 40 centavos. A liter of kerosene will also see a peso and a 30 centavo increase. Luzon's power grid at risk of falling under a yellow alert warning in the coming months due to the dry season, worsened by the El Niño phenomenon. The Energy Department says, though it is not expecting power outages, it remains on alert amid the expected scorching temperatures. The DOE urges the public to practice energy conservation. Now, the State Weather Bureau PAGASA on Friday announced the onset of the dry season in the country. And the Philippine Foreign Affairs Department summons the Chinese Embassy's Chargé d'Affaires to protest the latest Chinese maritime aggression on Philippine waters. China's latest use of a water cannon on a Philippine resupply mission in Ayungin Shoal this past Saturday injured three Filipinos. The DFA asserts China has no right to be in Ayungin Shoal, which lies within the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. Manila demanding that Chinese ships leave the area immediately. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.